don't know.
As I picture Jules in my head. Yeah, that's his
okay,
voice.
Okay, cool. Take two. Go ahead.
All right, let's go for it one more time.
Sorry, is that okay with you?
I'd like to. Go ahead. Start. Yeah. Take it from the top.
All right. All right, cue the music, Mike.
Go for it. Action.
You ever read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
There's a passage I got memorized. Seems appropriate for this situation. Ezekiel 25:17.
This guy's getting turned on.
Hey. Enough.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you.
He feels he did the best job he possibly could.
That was
so proud of himself. Well done.
That was more awkward than anything. I'm just telling you, bro.
That is awesome.
If I were the director.
And I'm just getting heated up.
Okay,
right now.
Well.
That's right.
All right, Boston Rob, in this next one, I am going to play the male voice. Sky is going to play the female voice. And you are going to play Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wait.
Hold on.
Sky, you realize that you do have the first line, right?
Are we ready?
Are you ready, Boston Rob, to get into character to be Mrs. Doubtfire? Hang on, he's got to highlight his sides.
Yes.
Just give him a second there.
Now, this is different. Rob's never attempted comedy before.
Yes.
Never attempted comedy, and I've never really heard him do the female voice before.
Hello. Hold on.
And it's kind of a British. Hello. Isn't Mrs. Doubtfire? She's kind of British
she's
woman,
a little
right?
British.
Yeah.
A little British.
A little
brutish.
Right. Are you ready, big time star?
Hello.
What exactly?
He's just getting into. Dude, he's.
You know
what?
You ever seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
Voice actress.
You know exactly what I'm doing.
No, yeah, I don't.
Getting into character.
Yeah, that's exactly. Character?
Okay.
Hello.
What character are you?
Oh, you don't even know who this is. Watch,
you're
turn
right,
around.
I don't. Okay.
Turn around, Eddie.
Hello. Mrs. Doubtfire, Eddie.
All right, now again, Sky.
I mean, it's Scottish,
now, listen,
maybe
listen.
Irish.
Hey. We can't really knock it until we get into it. And Sky's doing the female voice. I do the male voice. And Rob does Mrs. Doubtfire. Let's cue the music.
Isn't this posh?
I'll bet. It's very exclusive. Oh. Probably need a credit reference just to get to the pool.
Amazing.
Oh, Natty. Not a single body that exists in nature. Look at that.
There's Stu.
Where? Oh, on the board. Isn't he a stunning piece of work? Look, Natty, that's called liposuction. I hope he had protection hitting the water at that speed.
Let's go say hi.
Let's do it, please.
Hello, you look lovely. Oh, guys, I'm so glad you can make it.
By the looks of you, the water's cold.
Your tummy looks different from my daddy's.
Oh, Natty, not everyone has their own personal trainer.
Got your swimsuits? Want to go for a dip? How about you, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, you wicked, wicked man. Isn't there enough flesh for you to feast your eyes on?
Come on, Mrs. Doubtfire, don't be bashful.
No, dear. They've outlawed whaling.
Voice is changing.
Voice is really changing.
We'll be reenacting the Titanic. Oh, no. Just go. Leave me here. I'll just sit in the sun and crisp.
Okay, well, let's go, kids. Swim time.
Good, dear. I'll be fine.
Your day's on me, Mrs. Doubtfire. Anything you need, put it on my tab.
Thank you, dear. I'll just sit here and watch you move in on my family.
That was really intense.
Oh. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm telling you,
that
was horrific.
You wait.
Man. Yeah, your comic timing in that was just
brilliant. Yeah, do the hello one more time for me.
Hold on. Hello, Mikey. This is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow.
I feel so...
Auntie, you want a cookie?
What?
What?
Who is this on the line?
This is Rich.
This is Rich?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Rich, what were you going to say?
I was saying, you know, I know that old Samuel L. Jackson part by heart, and I can do it a hell of a lot better than that.
Is that right?
That is right.
Let me hear you do it.
We got a Brett for me?
Do we have what for you?
A Brett?
Yeah, I'll play Brett for you.
All right, go on ahead.
All right, now, your line is, you ever read the Bible, Brett?
Yeah. You ever read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Well, see, there's this passage I have memorized that seems appropriate for this situation. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyrannies of evil men. And blessed is he who in the name of charity and good faith shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and fierce anger those who would attempt to poison and destroy my brother. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
I don't know how you did it, but that was fantastic.
Keep your day job, Ken. We all know that's not acting. Just carry on.
That was awesome.
Let the acting lead
actually,
that to
really
the actors.
Good.
Thank you very much.
I only took theater in high school and studied acting for a
while. There you go.
It didn't pay off.
Don't be jealous, B-Rob.
Did you hear about Mrs. Delphi? I ain't jealous of nothing.
Put down to haterade.
Sky, did you like when he was doing the African-American accent?
Skies, you knows you did.
Wait.
Sky, is that turning you on at all?
Well, that really was kind of creepy. But I do think that was the best of the three. But really?
You mean the when he did Pulp Fiction?
The Pulp Fiction, I thought, was the best of the three.
Best of the three.
Which isn't saying much.
It was a favorite.
I kind of think that's a racist statement. I think you liked it because it was a black character, but, you know.
No question about it.
Well, no.
No question about it.
It's weird. Okay.
All right. Sean is still in there screaming.
Oh, he loves it. Let's turn his mic on. Let's see how it's going.
All right.
Mikey Show. Hello? Yeah. That means you start talking. Yeah. Hilarious. You're reciting an 80s song. Great. Good for you. Mikey Show. What's up? Faster. Okay, dude. People don't know how to talk. Mikey Show. Uh-huh. Okay.
Sean screening phone calls.
Oh, that was a terrible voice, dude. You suck.
All right, please, let's turn the mic off there.
Mikey Show.
Oh, man.
That was Sean.
So funny.
Talking to the people that love us.
I could listen to that all day.
So awesome.
Weird both sides of it.
Well, are there some people we need to thank?
Just KSWB right now. KSWB.
What up in the house?
I'd like to thank Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull brought us some stuff. Taco Bell brought us some stuff, too.
Taco Bell, yeah, we got
Studio Diner.
Studio Diner this morning.
Hooked it up.
Yeah, he's kind of giving that. What's going on with that?
I don't know that they gave it to us.
I think we might have paid for it.
Might have paid for it.
Did we?
I don't know.
I think we probably
That's
did.
That's a Bobby Kernel's question.
Oh, man.
Is it almost 10?
9 o'clock, we are going to watch... 9 o'clock, we're going to watch Lost.
Ooh.
And then at 10 o'clock, we are going to watch The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. And after that, we're going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. My wife cannot get a hold of my parents.
What's up with that?
I don't know. She's been calling.
Will you stop with this?
She's calling their house and their cell phone, and they're not answering, which
is
creeping
me out. If you don't
want to
do it, just say.
No, I want to do it.
Just say you don't want to do it. I mean, we're all friends here. You can be, you know, you don't have to make up stories, dude.
I'm sending her over there because I'm worried about them. They don't not answer their phone.
You want Bunny Boo to go check?
Can he?
Yeah.
Will you ask if he will?
Yeah. Let me go call him real quick in the hall.
Okay. Maybe he's with them. Seriously. He might be with them. Mikey Show, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, bro.
Oh, I just wanted to point out, that it's much better with Sean is with you guys right there, because there's no, like, delay, and every time he talks, it's much more clearer, too.
I understand. Hey, dude, you're preaching to the choir.
Dude, you guys should get him down here and try to do whatever it takes to get him down here. It's better that way, I think.
I agree.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bunny Boo says that your mom called him, like, an hour ago with the lighting question, and at that point, he believes they were, like, at Home Depot or whatever, but she was like, oh, are you going down to the station later?
Okay, cool.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you there. Blah, blah, cool.
So everything's good.
Hey, Mikey?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, babe.
Your wife is on the warm line.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. I heard you, and I wanted to tell you that I got a hold of Mom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they were at the mall.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
All right, and Sky's Mr. Sky talked to him as well, so.
Oh, good, yeah. I just talked to her probably 20 minutes ago, so.
There you go.
Okay. They're good, and we'll be down there near 6, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Right. What we're going to do is, my mom and I are trying to be the next Food Network star. And we're submitting a tape. So we are going to perform for you guys in here. And Eddie, were you able to arrange for a hot plate, that kind of stuff?
Yep, got it all set up.
My mom wants us to make her famous quesadillas, her chicken quesadillas, which are really delicious. And so we'll be doing some of that. Where did those snacks come from?
My Grateful Dead backpack.
Well, how about you?
Well, I was just helping Sean out because they're, like, individually wrapped, and so no. I know he doesn't like sharing snacks.
I hate this chair. So uncomfortable. Go ahead, Eddie.
Chicken quesadillas?
Yeah.
What was the decision-making process?
That it would be something that would be easy to do while we're in a studio environment. If we were at home and we had a stove and that kind of deal, we could do something a little bit more elaborate.
You think you can make a good audition tape with that?
Eddie, the truth is, it doesn't matter what we're making. The fact is that when we get together as mother and son, magic will come into that camera.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
That's right. So, Ashley.
Yeah?
You ever able to get a hold of Craig?
Left a message.
All right. Did you leave him the phone number?
Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. We talked to the guy about germs, didn't understand a damn thing he said.
Oh, man.
Does anybody remember that website people are emailing?
What website?
P-73.com.
P-73.com.
Mikey Show.
Mikey.
What's up?
P1 Big Mike. Two things. One, it's Brad, not Brett.
Oh, Brad, that's right. Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah.
That's right.
And two, someone needs to tie B-Rob up and throw him in a trunk and put him in the San Diego River.
Okay.
See him act like a drowning victim.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Interesting.
Okay. I got other stuff I want to play for you. I'm so disorganized.
Yeah, there's stuff all over the studio.
I know. I got so much materials around me that I'm really disorganized. There was a daredevil that got stuck in a tower. Did you guys hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Guy's name is John Agmos, and he leapt off a radio tower and got tangled. Well, let me let you listen to some of this. Cut 4.
I've hit a guide wire, and I'm hanging on my parachute on a guide wire right now.
Who's on the guide wire?
I am.
Okay. Oh.
I'm on a cell phone. I need a rescue immediately.
Are you in Sacramento County?
I don't know what county this is. Oh, God. For a few hundred feet from my death right now. Oh, God, please hurry. If these lions get out, I'm dead.
I'm slipping. Oh, baby, I'm going to die.
Baby, you just hang in there.
I really need to shake the guy's hand and, you know, buy him a beer and tell him, you know, you're a credit to your trade.
So the guy didn't die. They were able to get him down.
Sounds like.
What an idiot. It's not very smart. You want to hear President Bush talking about that damn flu?
No.
He wants a lot of money to pump into this flu, cut two.
If we wait for a pandemic to appear, it will be too late to prepare. And one day, many lives could be needlessly lost because we failed to act today. We're working toward a clear goal. In the event of a pandemic, we must have enough vaccine for every American.
Ah, you're putting too much money into all that stuff. I say, this is the governor.
What are you eating?
I'm having some beef jerky as I'm listening to the different things you're saying.
Is it the peppered kind?
Actually, no. This is the original from Alberto. Oh,
I don't care for that.
Hey, would you like a delicious slice of American cheese?
No, thank you. I have Triscuits.
What's the matter with you? Are you lactose intolerant?
No. Wheat thins and Triscuits for me right now.
What's the problem? You don't like cheese?
I do like cheese, but I prefer it with salami.
Come on, I'll get a knife, and together we'll cut the cheese.
That's a good one, Schwartzy.
Thank you.
Schwartzy.
I'm the governor. I'll be here all week.
Here.
So tell me, President Bush, what exactly are you going to do about curing the flu?
Now, is this the bird flu or regular flu? I can cure them both.
Well, let's start one by one. First, how do you clear the bear flu?
My plan
is
to give NyQuil to all these birds and cure them one by one.
Oh, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, well, you're so stupid. Didn't you realize that'll only take away the symptoms? It won't cure the actual flu.
That's what the germ guy said.
If you wait like 7 days, it'll go away by itself.
You're saying wait it out.
Well, that's not what my doctor says.
Not the bird flu.
Oh, are you a doctor?
Well, no.
What is your credentials, ma'am?
Well, I'm the news girl on the Mikey show.
Oh, well, then you're able to speak on this.
Well, yeah.
Because you're educated on it?
Now, what do you know about the flu, news girl?
I feel I know a little bit more than maybe you do, President.
I'm the President of the United States.
No.
And that really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you're so smart.
Are you a bird doctor? Is that what you are?
Well,
hey,
no.
Bird doctor, why don't you tell us your prescription?
Hey, look, everybody. It's Dr. Bird.
Yes. Well, no.
Why don't you quack for us, bird doctor?
Yeah. Well,
no.
Come on, bird doctor. Quack.
Quack it up, bird doctor.
I never said I was a bird doctor.
No, you're such a quack up.
You're a quack, literally.
Well, no, I did.
Nothing for that? Thank you. I'll be here all day.
I'll be here all night.
Oh, damn it. I almost cussed. I was going to say the S word.
Don't say that.
Mikey show.
Yes, guys, I need your help.
What do you need?
I'm a P1 from over 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I can't seem to get my wife to be a P1 too.
Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
Oh, I mean originally.
Yeah. What?
I mean originally.
Israel?
I'm sorry?
Israel.
No, I heard you. I said I was sorry. For goodness sake. Yeah, you're trying to get your wife to listen and she won't listen?
Yep.
I go through that problem myself.
Nah, your wife listen, dude.
Wow. Well,
I don't know. Maybe you can call her and try to convince her.
Well, listen. what does she listen to?
93.3.
No, yeah. That's channel 933.
Yeah. I know. I try everything. I even hold sex from her, you know.
Is this Payam from The Girlfriend?
Yeah, this might be Payam.
Not cool.
That's not Payam. It's from India.
Yeah, that's not funny, dude.
Thing.
Is this Haji from Johnny Quest? See, still, that's not funny. That's not funny. Stupid.
So politically incorrect, Mikey.
I don't know what you should do, man. You tell her to listen, and if she listens to it just a little bit, she'll be in on the show.
Well,
I told her. It's today 28-hour show, and you guys are hilarious, and she won't listen.
Hey, tell her we give a cobra away every hour.
Eddie, come on. That's ridiculous.
Well, maybe she didn't understand you when you said that we're hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe she's still wondering what that means. Well, listen, dude.
Free carpet rides.
I love you. I love you. I love your wife. I want her to listen. All you need to do is call her and tell her to listen for the rest of the afternoon, and she'll be in on the show. Just get her to try it a little bit.
I told her 2 years I'm trying to tell her. Not
I don't know. I don't. You're beating me up over here. What am I, Palestinian? Come on.
We'll get her a B1 bumper sticker for the camel.
All right. Eddie, come on. That's ridiculous.
All right. I'm doing the whole show facing toward Mecca.
All right. Oh, you guys.
It's not stupid.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell them.
Whatever.
That's ridiculous. Listen, I love you, bro, and I want you to listen forever, and I want your wife to listen too. Tell her to just try it out, okay?
Are you not going to call her and try to convince her?
Well, I mean, I don't. If we call her, we're going to do more of the same stuff we're doing to you. Now, do you really want that?
Yeah, that'd be funny. Why not?
Attaboy.
Jihad!
All right, bro, we love you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Oh, come on. An EAS test.
A what?
An EAS test.
Oh, go ahead.
What? What do you mean?
Now?
What? It's a legal thing. You have to.
Ah.
You can just stay right where you are right there, Papa.
And where are you going, Eddie?
It's right here.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This is a monthly test of the emergency alert system. If this had been an actual emergency in the San Diego area, official messages would have followed the alert tones.
It's over.
Boring.
This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Great.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569.
Yeah,
tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
K-I-O-Z, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
My brother's a professional chef. He's bringing us Italian food.
Duh.
He's whipped up some Italian food.
Italian.
Oh.
All right, what else? I'm going to save that. I'm going to play some more of that later. Hey, Eddie.
Yo.
Would you be prepared with any kind of sports stuff?
Right now?
Would you be or no?
It's just a question, Eddie.
You don't have to freak out.
Calm down.
Oh,
you don't need to yell. We're friends.
Kind of. I mean, I was...
Now it's time for... You're the Oracle? Bingo. Here's Eddie.
All right, fine. Sad news out of Chargers camp. Linebacker Randall Godfrey's sister was fatally shot in her car after a wreck by her ex-boyfriend.
What?
That's not correct.
She was fatally shot?
Yes.
After a wreck by her ex-boyfriend?
She got in a car wreck. And she was fatally shot by her ex-boyfriend. Now, cops are saying that she could have been shot prior to the car crash. She crashed her car by herself. No, nobody was in it. Nobody caused her to crash.
Right.
Crashing, like, trees and stuff.
Right.
And authorities are still looking for the ex, but they know he did it.
How do they know that?
I don't know.
Maybe eyewitnesses?
Or
maybe.
All right. History of
forensics
stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Grissom showed up, apparently.
There you go.
The NBA season kicked off last night. The defending champion Spurs won with a 102-91 win over Denver. The Hornets are now playing their games in Oklahoma City. Remember why? A little thing called Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
They were in New Orleans, and it's being fixed. So they're in Oklahoma City, and they beat Sacramento last night 93-67. The Lakers start their season tonight. The gold gloves were announced yesterday for the American League. Boston Rob's boy, Derek Jeter, won for the second time at shortstop.
Ah,
there
you go.
Congratulations,
B-Rob. Yeah,
B-Rob.
The big ups.
Oh, my boy.
Yeah, he is. You dressed as him to the blue ball, for crying out loud. He must be your boy.
It's your boy.
No.
He's Eric Chavez, won for the fifth time, as did Jeter.
Eat it all.
Catch the bed, the ball, the real good. You should give me a golden chopstick.
Yeah. Yeah, we rip off a other people commercial in Japan. We do a commercial where we take that little lozenge and go, eat it all.
There you go.
You want to know who is a bigger fan of Ichiro? My two favorite guys are from Mira Mesa. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about your favorite persons in the whole wide world. I'm talking about Yin and the Yang.
What do you want? Baby, I got it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, baby, don't fear the reaper. Let me tell you something.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, Irene.
What?
Yeah, please.
Let me tell you something. When me, Ying and the Yang, when we cruise down a Mira Mesa Boulevard in our souped-up Honda with what, eh?
The Knots!
Yeah, the Knots, yeah. Summertime, we rock it to put it on the 101 KGB.
Ooh, rock the house.
Yeah, we'll rock the house down.
You do?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a Brew Oyster Krot.
Really? You know why?
My favorite.
You know why?
Why?
They got that song, Godzilla!
Yeah!
Go Godzilla!
Were we doing sports? Yeah, I just had to tell you what the song we like. So anyway,
okay.
When we are driving down Mira Mesa Boulevard,
with the sweet neon on the bottom of a Honda Easy Radio Huggy.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes we are right to crank these songs. Yeah, we smoke it a joint. And we are driving down a mirror of the Mesa Boulevard. And I say, oh man, I love Brewer Orisar Crowd.
We are high on opium.
Yeah. No, I fought it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. No, you thought it was
don't get me wrong.
No,
smell good.
No, it's not bad. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Like sweet and sour pork.
Hey, too far.
You're right. Back to sports. Boston Rob's other buddy, A-Rod, was cautioned by the New York Yankees that playing poker in illegal poker clubs could be dangerous and harmful to his image.
He plays poker in illegal poker clubs.
Yes. I guess he was playing poker with professional poker player Phil Hellmuth.
Is that right?
What an odd couple.
Phil Hellmuth.
And A-Rod.
And Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So they told him, no, you can't do that no more.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Right. So, there you go. That's Look Sports.
All right.
Bring it!
Was that necessary?
You know it.
Oh, well, okay. You say so.
Speaking of sports, Allen Iverson says that he does not have a problem with any of the NBA dress code. That's cut 7.
They put in a dress code. I just have to deal with it. People think I have some big problem with it, you know, and like I can't follow a rule. But I don't have a problem with it.
That's right, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
We at war. We at war with terrorism.
That's what I'm talking about.
Racism. But most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Let me tell you something. That Allen Iverson is as ghetto as it gets.
You know what the Midwest is? Young and restless. Restless. Might snatch your necklace. The next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I'll leave you breathless. Try to catch it. Kind of hard. Choked by the Texas, yeah, that's check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move.
There you go. It's going to be a good movie, that Jarhead.
Jam it, dude.
Seems like one of those movies that just one of those great moments will come from. I was thinking about that the other day. My favorite movie moments.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite movie moments. Remember this from Tombstone?
Something on your mind?
Just want to let you know you're sitting in my chair.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Well, for a man that don't go heeled, you run your mouth kind of reckless, don't you?
No need to go heeled to get the bulge on a tub like you.
Is that a fact?
Hmm. That's a fact.
Well, I'm real scared.
Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your eyes.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy. Do something or just stand there and bleed.
No, that's the greatest, man. That's the greatest. That's some of the greatest stuff ever.
Wow.
Jerk that smoke wagon and go to work. You've never seen Tombstone. You gotta see Tombstone. That's just good stuff. 570-1053 is a phone number. You call about whatever you want to. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's up, dog? It's Bobby, man.
Bobby, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? I just wanted to call and say, thanks for having me on yesterday, and a continued success to you guys, man. You guys deserve it, man, if anything.
We love you, Bobby.
Love you guys, too, man.
We love you, dude.
Right on. You guys have a good one, and the show sounds great as always, man. I'm up out of here.
Thank you, bro.
Peace out, fool.
We'll see you. Peace out, dog.
He's the best.
Mikey Show.
Hey, guys. This is P1 Lacey. How are you?
What's up, Lacey?
Well,
Lacey, do you get a lot of... Before you say anything further...
Yes.
You get a lot of stuff for that name...
Lacey?
Yeah.
Is
it kind of creepy having that name?
How's Connor doing?
No, come on, Sean.
Sean!
Sean! Sean!
No, you didn't! No, you didn't, you son of a bitch!
Sean!
That is too far, Sean! Sean!
Sean!
Not funny.
Sean, look at Eddie's offended. Eddie's offended.
When you offend Eddie, that is way too far.
When Eddie's offended, it's gone too far.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow. I apologize to everyone on behalf of Sean.
Oh, my. Anyway, Lacey, what can we do for you?
Yeah, well, today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
How old are
you? Thank you. Did I just say?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm 25.
25, happy birthday.
Thank you. It's all downhill after this.
That's right.
It is, you're right.
No. Yeah, actually, you're right.
No, you're not right.
After 25 goes downhill, Sky.
Best years are gone.
Shut up.
I am ridiculously mad at my boyfriend right now.
Why?
Because we live together. He woke up this morning. He went to work. He has not said happy birthday. He did not acknowledge my birthday.
Don't even. I don't want to hear it. No, no.
You kidding me?
Sky.
Have you packed up your stuff yet and left?
No flowers, nothing. Oh.
I don't want to hear about it.
Dude, is brutal.
Listen to me.
What?
Two broads.
How could you even justify that?
Sky, maybe dude's got a plan.
And that includes not saying happy birthday to his girlfriend who he lives with?
It is called diversion tactics. Look over here and then over here.
Now you're making crap up. There's no excuse for this.
Yeah, he guy could be planning something gigantic right now. Mm-hmm. Give him some time. Give him some credit.
It's 3:11 in the afternoon.
Even if he's planning something gigantic, he still could have said happy birthday this morning or called or left a note.
All he's got to do is, like, when he wakes up, roll over, say happy birthday.
Maybe it's a surprise. This is a part of it. Maybe it's the whole diversion of her going, nothing, then boom, something huge.
Oh, great diversion. Yeah. Hurt her feelings.
Great.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, if she's oversensitive.
Oh, yeah, right. Please. Anyone would feel the same way on their birthday. Come on.
Thank you so much for someone understanding. I mean,
yeah, the person that understands is a beating. You do know that, right?
Shut up. Come on.
You are going to plan something that's great. I welcome that, but why wouldn't you tell me, honey, I've got a surprise. You know, we can't talk about it right now.
Oh, come on.
You're beating.
Please.
Oh, is that your significant other?
No, of course not. Listen. I love my wife. I love her. And on her birthday, I'm going to do something wonderful for her. I'm sure I will do it a different way.
It'll include saying happy birthday.
It will. Okay. But that's my way. Okay. Maybe he has a different thing planned.
Hey, Lacey, how was your birthday last year?
Sean. I look over at Sean when you say, hey, Lacey, and his eyebrow raises. And I'm like, God. I know what's behind the eyes.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Please.
It's disgusting. So, Lacey, did he acknowledge your birthday last year?
We weren't together last year.
Oh, whoa. Quick movers.
So,
you guys moving in together less than a year.
This is Molly Ringwald on the phone.
We had the same circle of friends, and then it happened very quickly. Within 4 months, we started living together. But it's just no excuse.
No, I agree with you, Lacey. There's no excuse for any of this.
Come on, kidding me with that?
What? Like, he can still have a big surprise.
You want to know what the real word for that is for Sky and for you, Lacey? You're both rude.
Why are we rude?
That whole attitude is rude.
What, to want to be acknowledged on your birthday is rude?
By your loved ones?
I'm sorry. At the looks of my clock, we still got 9 hours to go before it's not her birthday anymore.
Brother. Oh, give me a break.
I mean, are you guys being for real?
Are you being for real?
All you have to say is happy birthday. That's it.
That's it.
Are you for real? I mean, give me a break.
Four syllables.
You guys are nuts.
That's all.
Give him some credit. If by 12:01 he doesn't say anything, he doesn't do anything, then you know what? Then you got the greatest hand ever. You can.
Hey, hang on a second. Line 5 says it's Lacey's boyfriend. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Lacey's boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
You know, look, you can't get no birthday cookie. You know
there you go. There you go. There's the answer to it right
obviously.
There.
Obviously.
By the way, Sky's already trying to steal him away from you, Lacey.
Okay. So dumb.
570-1053, by the way, is our phone number.
I'm sorry, Lacey. I wish you a happy birthday.
Lacey.
You can come down and hang out with us.
No.
I'll make you a cake.
You know what?
Have a heart.
Excuse me. That is really rude to invite her down here.
Why?
Because he's probably got something planned that you're now interfering with.
I'm saying if he doesn't do anything.
Okay, after midnight, she can come down here.
Well,
her birthday's over at midnight. Until then, it's still Lacey season. Let me rephrase that.
What?
Until midnight, it means it is still Lacey's day.
Well, that is a very optimistic way to look at it.
Absolutely.
A realistic way to look at it.
If he hasn't done anything by 9 o'clock, you can pretty much throw in the towel because it's not going to happen.
P1 Brian, are you there?
Yeah, it was me.
What's up?
Hey, I got 23 people in my work right now. They're demanding you guys play the Sky's a Beating song.
You got it. You got it, dude.
That's so funny.
No problem.
Yeah, because it's a beating to want your loved ones to acknowledge your birthday.
Oh, hello.
Hello, super bitch.
Oh.
Careful what you do, or she'll start a boycott. The beating. Every voice pisses me.